Talking about the Bnei Smayav, it says, interesting, diuk. It's a diuk. Hein heina hayu libnei Yisrael bidvar bilom limsar mal bashem al dvar pare. So what did they do? Limsar mal bashem. The Targum Unklus and the Targum Yannis and Ben Uzil say, what's limsar mal? L'shakra sheker. Now, l'shakra sheker is the same verb, right? So then it didn't... L'chayra, you're touching up, the pasuk says limsar mal, and you're touching it up l'shakra sheker. So then it should have said limal mal. The same verb. It says, you have earlier about... in Parshas Nosoi, by Saita, it says umala by mal. And there they says v'shakra v'shikra, very good, mala v'mal. That's what it means. So over here they're saying it means shakra v'shikra, but for some reason still the Torah emphasized masra v'mal. The Torah changed the verb. What's haloidover? What's munach in this mosar that it's saying more than anything else? So I think there's a very yisaidus dikir radak in the Sefer Asharoshim l'radak in the Shavrish Mem Samach Reish mosar. The Radak says a very ridiculous thing about this. I'm not answering the Targum, but that's the Taich. That is the answer. Limser mal bashem. Limser is the simple verb, the kal. Vahanifal, right, is they were vayimosru me'alfa Yisrael. Right, so it's very interesting. The melchama against them, what they did was a limser mal, right, that verb. And against them, when they went to fight against them, was limser mal. I mean, vayimosru, they gave themselves over. The same verb is used when they went to attack them back. So he says like this, the Radak. Limser mal bashem v'hanifal, the nifal case of it is vayimosru me'alfa Yisrael. What's the inyan of mosar, the shayrish? What does the shayrish mean? Inyonam, inyan hanesina b'chol lev. It means absolute giving yourself over to do it b'chol lev. Vehatsuma, and putting yourself into it, b'shus acher, hein mitvorim, even in giving things, b'shus acher, hein begufa odom atzmai, totally giving yourself over to it, totally being enveloped in it and consumed by this. So that's what mosar means. That's what mosar means. And then he brings Rabbi Seinuzal here, gilu harbe b'zeho inyan. And Chazal used it a lot in this inyan about nesinas ha'odom atzmai b'chol lev. Like, well, for example, by nesinas atzmai b'chol lev b'mokim sakana. What did they say? It's kemoiser atzmai lemisa. Kemoiser atzmai lemisa. It doesn't just mean, yeah, it happens to be that you're going to get killed. He's like, he's giving himself over for misa. Rishonim hayu meisrim atzmam al kedushas Hashem. Meisrim means they put all their kachas; they were consumed with nothing more than giving themselves over for that. V'chein amru b'mishna, and we'll get to this too. V'chein amru b'mishna, Moshe kibul Torah misinai u'misora Yeshua. Same verb of misora. He says a dover niflo over here. That it says limser mal. What does it mean? Shows you how bent the Bnei Smayav were, how bent the Keiches Atuma were to attack Klal Yisrael. It's not stam they sat, they made a decision. You know, this would be a rational thing to do. We want to win. You know, this is what nations do when they fight with each other. You try to limbs that would have been limo mal to do this thing. Limbs or mal means they totally put themselves in it. The Radak teaches that in. Consumed with every fiber of their being with destroying Klal Yisrael. That's limser mal. That's limser mal. It means limser mal. Mal means to be meshaker, to falsify Klal Yisrael, to be metame Klal Yisrael. The pasuk is it's taka. The targum is that they want to do shit. But why does the Torah use the term of mosar, even though it means l'shakra shekra, to describe to you how strongly they were motivated to do that? They're totally consumed. The Kayach HaTumah was totally consumed to be Matam. Now there's only one way to fight against this Kayach, and that's true. It's the Bechlal in the world. The Kayach HaTumah, it's everything that goes on is about Klal Yisrael. Everything is against Klal Yisrael when something's coming, and it's done B'Tachlas HaSinah. The only way to counteract something like that is Vayimosru Mibnei Yisrael. Just like if they are Meiser Nefesh for the Kaychas HaTumah, and they put every fiber of their being there, totally enveloped and consumed by it, for to bring Tumah to the world, so then Klal Yisrael has to be totally consumed. In order to fight, those who fight against them have to be totally consumed with bringing Kedusha to the world. It has to be Vayimosru Bnei Yisrael. That's what the Radak teaches us. And then the Radak teaches us another thing which is relevant. Ishtaldit too. He got it. Abishta gave him the whole thing. Fine. How does everything go from there on? It's called Mesira Satayra. The only way, that means how can one give over Tayra? Right? How does one adequately give over the ultimate Dvarim Shevekdusha of Tayra? Only if you do it B'chol Kaycha. Only if a person puts himself in it, b'chol kaychei, that umasrali Yeshua means he was enveloped with carrying on the Messiah, with giving it over to Yeshua. Right? And Yeshua was masral eskenin. The only, that's Messiah. Messiah is only, isn't based on a casual transmitting of Talmudic knowledge. Right? Messiah means kaychas in Mesiras Nefesh, blood, sweat, and tears. What do you call it? Of putting in from one door to the next. That's the Mesira. That's the Taich of Mesira. And that's the ultimate Kayach against Kayach Satuma. Now, if it's true that Kateira can only be given properly with this Mesira, with his Bechol Kaychai, like his Lashon, Bechol Lev, Bitavatsuma, totally focused on nothing else other than that. So, if it's true in the Mesira of Taira, Alachas kama v'kama is true in the receiving of Torah. The one who has it already, he's giving it over. For the one to be mekabel is something new, in order to really acquire Torah, to internalize it, that it should become a part of you, it certainly requires this mesira's nefesh. This mesira of b'chol lev and b'chol lev and limser atzmai with his whole everything, to be the Kabbalah of the Torah. That's, I think, a Dover Poshet. That's a Dover Poshet. And this idea, Be'etzem, you can bring it from the Zerashi, Harashi and Shabbos, Naf Pei Chesem and Beis. The Gemara, famous Gemara, talks about Torah, that it's called, the Gemara says that it's a Eitz Chaim L'mayminim Bo, and it's a Sama Moves, Samachayim for the Maiminimbo and Samamovis for the Masmeilimbo, right and left. So Rashi HaKadosh there says, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to mention this many times. Rashi there touches up, what does it mean, Lemaiminimbo? Asukimbo, Oiskimbo, Bechol Kaicham, Utrudim Loda Saida, Keodom Hamishtamish Beyadimit. Right? Asukimbo, Bechol Kaicham, everything's in, they're putting all their kayach into it. Utrudim lada seida, and they want to get to the bottom to understand the seidas of Torah. And why is that used? What's the analogy to maiminim? To adam hamishtamish biyad yamin, a stam a person the right, the stronger hand is the right hand. So Reb Chaim was medayik. Let's see what that tells us about, and what's masmeilim then? Maimina means they're learning, and they're tarud. What tarud means, okay, Seder was over and I ended up with Akasha. It means, okay, big deal, Akasha. Tomorrow, yeah, I'll come back to it, and I'll spend 20 minutes figuring out where I was holding yesterday, and I'll get back to it and start right. That's not Trudim Ladas Seder. Trudim Ladas, Oiskim Bechol Kaichim, when you're learning, and Trudim Ladas Seder is you're preoccupied with it. It's on your mind. You're tarud, take it. You can't focus on anything else. Yeah. What's pshat in the Rashi? What's pshat in the Taisis? It bothers you. That's my meaning book. Adam Amishtamish Bihatimin. And what's Masmi'ilim Bo? You also learn, right? But not Oiskim Bo, but not Bechol Kaicham, like the weaker hand, right? But not Bechol Kaicham. And you're not so Tarud Ladaas Seida. You're not so Tarud Ladaas Seida. Seder's over. That's a Hedekasha, big deal. Doesn't bother me. You know, I'll perfectly carry on my happy life doing whatever it is that I'm doing, and the kasha will fall by the wayside. It's not important to me. That's l'chayra. Okay, so the guy wasn't mekayim a mitzvah min amuvcher, but I came to seder and I learned. Right, my minimba is Torah is a samachayim. Masmi'il limba, Torah is a samamavas. What's masmi'il limba? You learn, but not b'chol kaycha. You're not tarud ladas seida. Why is that masmi? Why is that? That's how bad. I mean, to learn Torah, to acquire Torah, to have a kinyan in the emes of Torah, there's only one way. The same idea of this vayimosru. You need a, if there's a vayimosru to the milchama against the kaychas of tumah, there's a vayimosru to the milchamta shel Torah also. Vayimosru to give yourself over totally to it. If you give yourself over totally to it, you're kaina, and then you can be assured that what you have is the real deal, is Torah, and it's not going to be. If not, you'll also attain some knowledge of the whole thing. But since you weren't Torah Baba Chol Kaychay, you weren't meiser yourself and totally consumed by doing it, what you get isn't necessarily the pure product. And if it's not the pure product, thinking that you're paskening al pi Torah and thinking that you're doing these things, you could probably do more damage to Klal Yisrael than the worst anti-Semite. Because everything is in the name of Torah. The Chazanish and Emuna B'Tochim, the Iker in the Prokim that were censored from it, that are not printed in the Emuna B'Tochim. It used to be printed in the back of Tyrus. It's not, I think it's in the English ones, it's in the back, they put the Hebrew now in Sfarim, they put off in the Chazanish. Since then it's there. There it's Barichas about people. They know a few Chazals and they know some certain things, but they never really spent time focusing on Pshat and understanding it and whatever and focusing on it. And these people are the ultimate Sakana for Klal Yisrael. So that's this Masme'i Limbo. If you learn, you learn, but if it's not Torud Ladas Seida, it's not Bechol Kaycher, so then what you're getting isn't pure Torah. Because Torah is not stama study, a limud. Torah is something from the Rabbeinu Shalom. It has its particular mahalchim, how you could be kind of. You do it that way, what you're kind of is Torah. Yeah, if you don't do it that way, don't know what you're kind of is. Don't know what it is, but it's dangerous. It's called samamamas. Could fafir you off the derech very well. Rahman al-Azhar. That's the aside here. Hey, no, you'll be Yisrael. Lim sarmal. The koyches of tumah that are against Klal Yisrael are meiser nef. They give themselves over b'chol kayach, and they're totally b'chol daitam. They're consumed with that. They're focused totally on that. Zeroed in on that. Klal Yisrael's reaction to fight, whether it's in the milchama, is vayimosru. You need that same idea, the same shayrish of vayimosru. Torah, which is also, to get Torah, which is emes, you need that there should be a mesiras atayra, and that also has to be like that. And if the mesiras atayra has to be a mesira, which is b'chol kayach, certainly the kabbalah of Torah, to receive it, to be kind, it also has to be b'chol kayach. Has to be a bechina of maiminimba. Especially before, as a ben azmanim is approaching, it's a good thing to keep in mind. Chab. It's not ben azmanim yet, it's approaching.